This is when it will probably show up. If a girl is going to go off the rails, you will know it by 14. Fortunately, for this 1 in 5 girl, her family will mobilize. They will get help for her, or for themselves, and make changes. Caring teachers, the family doctor, or a counselor might help, and that girl will come good. She will pull out of the dive she is in, and become stronger and more secure. Casey, who features early in this book, and is the heroine of my Raising Girls talks, is a real-life instance of this. Everyone in her family made changes, and her life was turned around. So that's 4 out of 5 girls who are going to be okay. But if you're keeping count, that leaves one more. 1 in 5 girls, or 20%, don't go well. They have problems starting in their teens, and those problems don't go away. They will have impaired lives right into their 20s and beyond. Mental health professionals have been on full alarm mode for several years now, because this is an awful lot of girls having a really terrible time. This is new, and it's a big problem. Something has gone wrong. We've all seen this happen to girls we know. Once rare conditions, like eating disorders, or self-harm, or out-of-control anxiety, are present in every classroom in the Western world. Schools have teams of psychologists on staff now. They build well-being centres and have wellness programs, but it's a euphemism for don't commit suicide. In some schools I have visited, if a girl disappears during the day, a counsellor is sent, quickly, to the train station to check she isn't standing on the platform in a state of acute distress. These are sweet kids, and it's terrible to see the pain and danger they are in. But why is this? For years, I struggled to try and get across to parents what the girls I was talking to were experiencing. But here's my best attempt. It's like being out in an open wasteland, alone and exposed. There's a cold wind blowing, it's getting dark, and predators are circling. Girlhood has never felt more lonely. Even though they have loving and devoted families, many girls today feel emotionally abandoned because their parents and teachers simply no longer have enough time or peace to really connect with them. So they are left to the wolves of the peer group, the internet, and a corporate machine that wants them insecure so they will buy more stuff. We adults have not provided what they need. In fact, home and school combined have often piled on pressures and expectations that make things worse. I have become convinced from 40 years working with families that a big part of the problem is the way we live. We have, little by little, slipped into an overbusy, overloaded, and overwhelmed life, with some crazy values and ways of spending our time. Our daughters needed something more, something we were no longer providing: rich and varied adult connection, mentoring, and chances to contribute. Instead, they took to the online world for affirmation and comfort, and as a way of conversing with friends, but it wasn't a good or caring place. Instead of finding encouragement that they belonged, they were blitzed with media and became much more pressured to achieve, to look good and be amazing, to be perfect. The rushed way of life today is not what humans were designed for. We feel it as adults, but our children, from the littlest toddler girl to the most sophisticated looking but oh so fragile inside teenager, are being hammered. We have to change how we live in order to save our girls. We need some backbone, some steel in our lives, and also more heart and time if we are to help our youngsters grow strong. It begins when they are babies and lasts right until when they become adults. It's made up of small things you do every day, which this book will help you to put into action. Once you put some fences around your life and embrace happier, slower rhythms, then girlhood is much more natural, smooth, and happy. The timeless things apply. She will love and laugh through her growing up years, and even the teens will be more adventure than angst. We will teach you all about these stages and how to make them happy and rich in the pages that follow. But the real magic is built into your girl. You just have to release it. As we free our girls from the monster machine that life has become, we free ourselves too. Kids change us, and for the better, so your daughter and her friends can learn to fly. Good wishes, and my love goes with you.